At the Beltwide Cotton Conferences for 2015, I'm visiting with Bill Robertson. And Bill, first of all, tell me what you do.
Well, I work with the University of Arkansas Division of Ag. I'm the state cotton specialist.
Now here, since it is conferences, one of those focuses on crop consultants, and that is an area I think you're coordinating?
Yes, I'm the conference chair for the consultants conference this year.
Well, tell me about this year's conference, the kinds of things that might be, I don't want to say a new focus, or just the program in general, what the consultants coming here are going to be learning and finding out.
Yeah. Well, this the consultants conference is really kind of broken into two parts. The part today is really focuses on the new developments from industry. So we're going to hear a lot about the new varieties. There's the from all the different seed companies. There's a whole host of new varieties, and then there's the new technologies coming along. Following that, we'll have a mixing of advances on some of like our hooded sprayers, advances on equipment. There's going to be some. A presentation on the round moduling stripper, and then some new chemistries that are coming on the scene. So a lot of real good useful information for consultants this afternoon. And then tomorrow morning, the focus of the program will shift more toward different disciplines. The entomologists are going to come in the morning and talk about some of the key things that are really impacting the cotton belt and in the insect world. Follow up with the weed scientist. And then we're going to have about an hour-long session right before lunch on irrigation. You know, irrigation is certainly critical here in Texas, but it's also in the Mid-South. It's water issues are becoming more and more important. And then in the afternoon, we've got some updates from the agronomy and physiology and in the soil management plant nutrition conference. So a lot of really good information that producers can take home and use when they get home.
This is my first time attending since we used to have the whole production conference and trade show, and it was a major change, I think, for a lot of folks to see this. How has that gone, do you think, in your opinion, and, you know, in terms of who's here and attendance, things like that, anything you can share?
Well, you know, in my previous life before this last May, I was with the National Cotton Council, and I was coordinator of the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. It kind of gave you a little bit of perspective from that standpoint on kind of where we've gotten to where we are now. But, you know, when you go back to the 1990s, attendance at the Beltwide was over 5,000, and a large portion of that were producers. And as we've kind of got more, you know, you think about the information age, we weren't using cell phones much in the mid and the late 90s. The internet wasn't something we used. The way we communicate, the way we get information, we can go out and seek the information we want, the form we want, at the time of day we want. And so it got to where, you know, attendance at a meeting such as the Beltwide by producers was dropping off and dropping off. So our focus audience really shifted more from a producer to the consultants. Mm-hmm. And last year was the first year of the new format, and I feel like it was very well received. And so we're continuing on with that. They're making a few little tweaks here and there to make it better. But really, you know, a lot of producers are focusing on and relying on the help that they get from consultants and others in the decision-making process. Because, you know, when I was growing up, you know, and I graduated high school in the mid-70s, a farmer was spent a lot of time on a tractor. The farmers are tractor drivers. Farmers are not tractor drivers now. They're financial managers. They're marketing expert. You know, they wear so many different hats. They don't have time to do the things they really like to do, is being on the tractor or on the harvester. And so you have to have a staff of well qualified individuals helping you run your business. And so they're counting on those people to stay abreast. And, you know, we do have a number of farmers that come to this, but they're really counting on their advisors to stay abreast of the things they need to be on top of.
I've heard it called armchair farming today because you can just sit there with your iPad or, you know, control all kinds of devices and check on where your equipment is, what it's doing. It's amazing today. Speaking of that, in terms of programming here, how about the impact of what we call precision agriculture today and some of these types of new technologies I've heard people referring this year, 2015, as the year of the drone that you'll see.
Okay.
Do you see that kind of stuff coming into play? Will we be hearing some of that here at this conference?
Yeah, you know, the UAVs, things like that, those are really coming into play more and more. And, you know, we're anxious to kind of see how the dust settles with the FAA on what we can use it for and what we can't use it for. And hopefully we'll get a happy mix that everybody can live with. But still, you know, not that many years ago, we were talking about section controls for sprayers and for planters. Now we got individual row control on planters. And some of those things were, you know, things that weren't very common at all. And now it's pretty commonplace to go on a farm. And if we don't have individual row control on sprayers, we got, you know, a 90-foot boom with five different sections on there. So, you know, in terms of being more efficient and good stewards of the environment, that all kind of runs in hand to hand. So that's the way the industry's going. Yeah. And you have to use the technology to your advantage to be more efficient. Yeah. And to hopefully be more profitable, to stay in business. So that's the name of the game.
Where are we going to be next year? Has that all been settled yet?
I believe the National Cotton Council has signed a contract with New Orleans to be in New Orleans next year. New Orleans, I really like going to New Orleans. New Orleans and San Antonio are two of my most favorite spots.
I like New Orleans because I can drive over there from. I live in Pensacola now. So, after 20 years in the Midwest, even though we had some boot heel cotton in Missouri, I can just drive a couple miles and see cotton fields now. Yeah. So it's nice to be back down to my home state. Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to visit again next year. And we'll see how things go here because, like you said, great place to be this time of year, depending on where you're from. Although I can tell you, we don't grow cotton up in Minnesota, but they might like to be here anyway.
Yeah. Even though for the locals today seems a little cold, I drove down from northeast Arkansas yesterday, and at some of the places there were truck drivers that said, this is really nice compared to where I was earlier today.
All right, thanks. That's Bill Robertson, and we're visiting here at the 2015 Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.